This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Maryland State Delegate Donald Dwyer. He represents Anne Arundel County in the Maryland State Legislature. The state of Maryland, and particularly on the Senate side right now, considering legislation to approve same-sex marriage in the Old Lion State. You may remember my conversations with Delegate Dwyer last year when he was very upset with the state's attorney general unilaterally declaring that Maryland would recognize same-sex marriages performed in other states. And Delegate, thank you very much for being with us.
Well, thank you again for having me back.
It's no secret that Maryland is a left-leaning state. If you look at the federal delegation, and they also, of course, control pretty much all the apparatus in Annapolis. So what's your sense on how much momentum this has and whether your side, which is defending traditional marriage, has a shot at winning this debate?
Well, I thank you for the question. You know, it's clear, I think, that that the bill is going to come out. I think it will pass both houses. And then the issue is, can we get the message out to the citizens of the state of Maryland to sign a petition that would allow for a referendum that would put the question on the ballot in 2012? I really believe, even though Maryland is considered such a liberal state, I don't believe that the citizens who are voting in the state of Maryland are ready to redefine the term marriage to include that of same-sex individuals. And I really believe that if this question is put to the voting public, that it will be defeated and that marriage in the state of Maryland will remain between a man and a woman as our current law states.
Just a quick follow-up on how that process would work. We saw, I believe it was in Maine a year or two ago, that once a bill is passed, if the petition comes in with enough signatures, the next time there's a statewide election, that's on the ballot. Is it pretty much the same way in Maryland, or is there a different process?
It is exactly the same way, and it would actually be the presidential election of 2012 that it would show up on the ballot. And the irony in all that is that simply we know in the state of Maryland that it will drive voter turnout up, and we know that conservatives, moral individuals, and those that care about the question will turn out to the polls to vote. So we would expect a very, very high voter turnout in 2012 should we be able to get the referendum petition in place quick enough, and we believe that we can do that.
It sounds like, since we've been talking about what will happen after the bill is signed into law, that there's not much optimism on your side in the legislature.
That's correct. I can tell you, you know, the legislature, and I'm not sure that it's any different than that across the country, you know, the members that are elected are not serving the will of the people that sent them here. And that's been obvious. And, you know, last year I impeached the attorney general, brought him up on charges for violations of his oath of office, and I could not get the support of the membership to remove him from office. But the reality is that the voting public knows that government is out of control, that elected officials are violating the Constitution that they took an oath to. And in this case, we're going to violate the very most primitive laws of creation, and those are the laws of marriage. And in reality, we find ourselves now in quite a dilemma in the state of Maryland, because it does look like the bill will pass, but I'm confident that the voters of Maryland will keep the definition of marriage between a man and a woman if they're given the opportunity to vote on it.
We're talking with Maryland State Delegate Don Dwyer, Republican from Anne Arundel County. And Delegate Dwyer, in terms of the argument that you need to make, you just articulated some of it there, but oftentimes, given the length of this debate, it's assumed that everyone knows why a certain side has the side that it does. So when this comes up for debate on the assembly floor, or as the debate goes forth to the people, if in fact it does go to the voters in the 2012 election, what will be the crystallizing argument from your side?
Well, I'm going to continue to argue that marriage has been defined since the beginning and the creation of the earth. Adam and Eve were created as man and woman. If you want to take it back to the biblical terms, you know, even if you don't want to go there and you just want to look at other civilizations, you can recognize that marriage and man and woman have always been there to procreate, to bring on the next generation. The reality is that those arguments are not going to sell in this state, as far as among the legislators. But what will sell is asking the general public, do you want to redefine the term marriage to include same-sex individuals in that definition? And I can assure you, as we've seen across the country, including the state of California, that is not going to be the will of the people.
And California, also a very blue state, politically speaking, and they had this issue on the ballot when President Obama was elected easily there and around the country last time. And, of course, the traditional marriage side won. So what do you expect to be the timetable here, sir, in terms of votes in the legislature and then efforts to get this on the ballot?
Probably within the next 3 weeks we will vote in the legislature. And, you know, then we have, I believe it's 60 days after that to collect enough signatures to put it on a referendum. And it's quite simple. If the members of the church in the state of Maryland will sign the referendum, it will be on the ballot, and the citizens of the state of Maryland will have the final say. So I'm honestly looking forward to that. I'm really looking forward to seeing those votes go up on the board on the House floor with 141 members voting. And it'll be very, very interesting to see how it turns out.
You mentioned 60 days to gather the signatures. What's the number of signatures you'll need?
I believe it's roughly 78,000 signatures.
Okay. That's a pretty steep challenge, but given the intensity and notoriety of the issue, certainly that will be doable, I would imagine.
We've had 8 years to prepare, so. But I do thank you for your interest, and please keep watching. And, you know, if there's listeners that are interested, it's delegatethewire.com is my website. My office number is 410-841-3298. We'd love any support that your listeners might give us.
We'll certainly stay on top of the story, sir. Thank you for your time today.
Thank you.
Maryland Republican State Delegate Don Dwyer from Anne Arundel County, Maryland. He joins us today as the gay marriage debate heats up in the state of Maryland. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.